Well, as many children's sermons, I always have a question for you all. Do you ever wonder why, you've, I'm sure, heard about people that climb mountains? You never heard of somebody climbing a mountain?
I did.
You know, the rumor that I'm spreading is that, you know, Miss Sharon was climbing a mountain, and it kind of got out from under her a little bit, and that's why she has a boot on her leg, and she sits in a special chair because she was climbing a mountain. That's rumor, but I don't know if it's confounded or not. But Miss Becky says she's climbed a mountain. I know Miss Kathy has climbed a mountain. But you ever wonder why people do that? I mean, that's just, you know, there's probably a whole different bunch of reasons why. But I wanted to share with you, this is a picture of Mount Everest. And this is the tallest mountain in the world. Can you imagine going up that? I can't either. No, I'm scared to get to a top of a 6-foot ladder. So, yeah, this is really, really up there. But there's, look at the view you have. Just to look out and see all of God's creation in that way. I mean, that's just beautiful to look at that and the snow-capped mountains and the clouds and the blue sky and such. Mount Everest is 29,035 feet up. That's its elevation. That's how tall it is. That's a lot. We've been talking, Nicholas and I have been talking these last 3 or 4 Sundays about height. Remember we were talking about Zacchaeus going up in the tree? Then we were talking about Marley and how tall you were, right? And then how we sit up tall in our seats or our chairs and look out. And we see that, right? But think about it. 29,000 feet up. That's a lot of feet. But one of the things with climbing mountains like that, boy, that's risk. That's real risk to go that high and to climb like that. I mean, you know.
Like a big, big mountain.
Yeah, like a big, big mountain. That's a great big risk to do that. But you think about that in relation to our scripture reading today from the Gospel of Luke. And Christ asked us for a risk today. The same can be said about the choice that he made, the risk that he took. When he lived on earth, when Jesus lived on earth, he didn't do anything wrong, right? He was what they call sinless. And he saved himself for those who, from those who wanted to do him harm. They wanted to hurt him. But there was a criminal that was crucified next to him on the cross. And so that, and Jesus said in the Bible scripture, he said, we receive the due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. But Jesus made a choice to give his life for us, right? And that's a great risk. When we think about that and climbing a big mountain, for us that's a great risk. But we live so grateful that Jesus did that risk for us. That he took that risk for us. That reason for his choice, the reason he did something so risky like that. Can anybody tell me why he would have done that?
Why?
Yeah, why? Because he loves us. He loves us that much. Absolutely loves us that much. So I want you to think about that this week as you're going through your week and perhaps you're going through school or thinking about homework or sitting at the table doing your devotion, your Advent devotions, and you're talking to your mom or your dad or your grandparents. But think about that risk that Jesus took for us and the love that he had to do that for us. Okay? Will you pray with me? How do we do that? Put our hands together. Uh-huh. Good job. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today. We give you thanks for your son and the risk that he took and the expression of love that he has for us. We are so grateful for that risk. Be in our hearts and our minds this week and remind us that you are with us, and in all things we give thanks. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Good to see you all this morning.
Good to see you too.
Yeah, always good to see you guys. I might be in sermons.